Josh. This Texan had plenty of offers, but he chose to be a Razorback. He's the man in the middle for the Hogs' revamped offensive line. It's Kaden Kintler, brought to you by J. Martin Law. If you have any legal question, call Jay free 24/7 at 501-951-0333. Call Jay.
Good morning, Kaden.
Good morning. How we doing?
We're doing great. Kaden is down in Orlando, Florida for the week off. And, of course, you know, he played football down there for UCF. And his girlfriend is down there, so when he gets a chance, that's where he's going to go.
Well done.
First things first, Kaden, how are you doing? We talked to you last week. We knew that you were on the questionable list for the availability sheet that was put out. And then, of course, you did not play Saturday. And then I think Bobby Petrino alluded to a concussion that you got the previous week or that week in practice. And then he said yesterday, we think we're going to have him for LSU. How are you feeling, if you can comment on that?
Yeah, no, I feel great. I feel much better. You know, practice this week felt good. You know, we have the weekend off, so I'm just taking some off time away from Fayetteville a little bit, get my mind right, and then go back to work Sunday.
For those who don't know, and I played in an era where, you know, there was no such thing as concussion protocol and all those things. So during the week, Kaden, you're going through, I guess it's probably a Tuesday practice where hitting is going on, and you just get your bell rung, and the trainer steps in and sees you. I don't know if you're staggering or if you hold your head or something. How does that process work for those of us old guys who don't understand it? And what does the trainer say to you? And do you go, no, I'm fine? And he goes, no, you got to step aside. How does the whole concussion protocol work?
Yeah, so, you know, you only get one brain, so you kind of got to be smart with it. It's not like a normal injury where you can play through it.
Right.
I didn't really notice it until practice was over. So when practice was over, I was getting a little nauseous, had a headache. And then when I took my pads off in the locker room, I was getting real dizzy. So, you know, we went at it slow, took the concussion test. The next day was worse, and then it slowly gets better from there. So I know I got to take the final test on Sunday when I get back, but, you know, we're ready to go.
Got to say, obviously you had two guys on the offensive line that were out, and I would say the offensive line performed pretty well. I'm sure we can say they missed you, but all things considered, to have two starters out, the offense played pretty darn well.
Yeah, no, I mean, they played great. You know, it's hard when you have 190-something yards of penalties, so, you know, I'm not going to comment on the officiating crew, but, you know, I think the team played really good. And it was tough to see that one go, for sure.
You don't have to comment. Caden. We have. And I'm fairly certain you would probably agree with us. I know you can't say, but anyway, just letting you know.
Yeah, it's been a topic of conversation. We had the commissioner of the SEC at the Touchdown Club Tuesday, and I was doing Q&A with him, and even him, you know, he's never going to say, you know, one way or the other about the game itself. But he said when he saw the numbers, you know, he noticed them right off the bat, because he looks for that when you see an inequity like 18-4. But Bobby Petrino, though, said the right thing, Kaden. You guys still had a chance to win the game. I mean, even with all that, you still had a chance to win the game if you stop them on fourth down, you know, the two times, or you make a first down or two. So, you know, you just can't rely on that. You got to win the game. And I think that's the right attitude to have, and that's what Coach Petrino should be saying.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, 7-game loss streak, it's tough, man. So, you know, we're just starving for a win. So, you know, that's what we're going to try to do against LSU.
And that's an interesting point, because we asked Coach Petrino, you know, what are you going to say to your players? Bowl game is out. You know, what's your motivation? And he talked about, well, you know, hey, you're playing for something, whether you're going to the pros next year, your position there, whether you're playing for if you want to transfer. I do wonder, what's it like, what's the mindset of the team now that the goal of a bowl or playoffs and all that is out, and you're really just playing for personal pride, I guess.
Yeah, no doubt. I was just about to say, we're playing for pride, man. You know, this football, you know, a lot of people take it for granted. We're not going to. You know, we got 3 more games. We're going to enjoy them with the team, because this team will never be together again, you know. Like, people are going to go different places and everything like that. So we're just going to enjoy it as a team, play as a team, and hopefully win as a team.
Do you want to thank Jay Martin?
I'm sorry, Baz.
No, go ahead. You're good.
Hey, Caden, I'm just somewhat curious. Like, how has the locker room, if it has, how has the locker room changed since Coach Petrino has taken over?
Yeah, man. Well, with
and
the
I don't mean that
disparagingly
towards Coach Pittman at all. He's a great friend of mine. I'm just curious the different dynamic.
Yeah, no, you're good. Like I said, with the coaching change, it's extremely important to stay together. So I think that's what we've done. You know, it was hard at first, last bye week when we found out. But, you know, I think we've all stuck together and leaned on each other in this time. And, you know, it's been cool to see.
Do want to thank Jay Martin Law for sponsoring Caden each week. Jay's a great guy. Got a lawyer's mind and a pastor's heart. I love that kind of deal, and so appreciate him. So you get to play against LSU next week. LSU is in the same boat as Arkansas. It has an interim coach. You know, think about it, guys. We've won the boot like once in the last 9 years, and so I don't know if you know the history there. There is something to play for. You're playing for pride. You want to go down there and beat LSU, and you want to. It's a trophy game. So I was going to ask did you play in a trophy game at UCF? Do they have any trophy games down there?
Yeah, with the war on I-4, we played USF my first year, and then we went to the Big 12 after that. So that was fun. We ended up winning that one.
It's also National Jersey Day. Do you have jerseys like from your high school days, or do you have jerseys from your days at Central Florida that you keep or hang on the wall, anything like that?
Yeah, we get all our space jerseys. So, you know, they actually have their space game this week, so that's cool. But every space game, I have it all hanging all in my office right now, so it's pretty cool.
You know, it's interesting. When I was your age, Caden, I was wise enough when I came to Little Rock and opened it back then, Roger, Gold's Gym. I knew the value of having that Razorback connection. That's one of the reasons I came to Arkansas. I knew, you know, once I got done with ball, if I was a successful Razorback, it could open some doors and give me some opportunities. And I remember hanging my jersey, had my helmet out, had pictures of the Razorback. And that's one of the great things about this state. I don't know what you'll do if you'll ever come back to be in this state, but you know, once you're a Razorback, people remember you here, and you walk into a room. Or same thing with Bruce James, Roger. Walk into Bruce James. He was an All-American in the late 1960s.
You noticed that.
Oh, yeah. You sure do.
So. Well, you did. That's how you went. I didn't even know you were this guy.
Yeah. So but we're obviously glad that you were a Razorback. You've had a great year. Hate to hear about the concussion. Hopefully everything will be fine. We'll talk to you one more time next week before you go down to Baton Rouge. But have yourself a great weekend off, buddy.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm glad to be a Razorback, man.